We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, October 10th, 2025. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts welcomed the first night of the October Dance Concert yesterday, which showcased a multitude of diverse performances from students and faculty members within the university's Department of Dance. This concert was entitled Black on Black, a celebration of Black dance, and featured the works of Black resident faculty artists, specifically highlighting the famous choreographer Katherine Dunham with a recreation of one of her most famous works, Afrique. Catch the next performances of October Dance tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. in the Tryon Festival Theater. To purchase tickets for this weekend's events, visit krannertcenter.com. You won't want to miss these incredible performances. Continuing with the arts, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. there will be a small press vendor expo at the Lincoln Square Mall, which will conclude the month-long Small Press Fest. There will be over 40 vendors at the expo for visitors to browse or purchase. In addition to this, there will also be live printing, with the opportunity for the first 100 visitors to walk away with Small Press Fest memorabilia. Stop by for some zines and live your printing dreams.
All right, ready! Set, go!
Last night was the Future So Bright 5K through the university. Students and community members participated in neon shirts and with glow sticks, running, jogging, and walking. WPGU News correspondent Sadie Parkinson spoke to several runners about why this race is so important to them.
It just brings community together, a great way to explore the campus, stay active.
As you can see, we've been talking to random people too. It's been such a social aspect. It has a social aspect to it too.
People can come walk with their friends, they can run it. So it's a very easygoing, self-paced race, which is nice.
This 5K has been happening at the university since 2018, and a portion of the proceeds for participation are going to a youth camp scholarship fund. In politics, back in September, Republicans refused to renew the premium tax credits given to ACA constituents under the Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act, and Democrats weren't happy. Disagreement on this issue across the aisle was a big catalyst for the ongoing government shutdown. Yesterday, Nikki Budzinski, Democratic representative from Illinois' 13th Congressional District, held a virtual roundtable with affected ACA constituents and healthcare professionals.
We have about 19,000 people enrolled in the ACA marketplace within the 13th Congressional District. Of that 19,000, 17,000 rely on the ACA premium tax credits to stay on the exchange.
According to an ACA dependee who spoke at the meeting, financially, these credits make a big difference.
We currently pay $310 a month for a bronze plan, and without the enhanced subsidies, currently we would be paying $800 a month for a bronze plan on the ACA.
Constituents on the call also spoke of the sorts of decisions they've been faced with as a result of these subsidies going away.
And it's just a lot of uncertainty. We don't know whether we should go without health insurance.
And now I'm actually having conversations about whether it would be better for me and my family for me to give up my jobs and go back on Medicaid until my kids are adults.
Groups that will be most impacted by these changes in subsidies are older people not yet eligible for Medicare, those living in rural areas, and families. On what is now day 10 of the shutdown, the end is still uncertain as neither party is moving on the issue. Budzinski spoke of a letter she signed with her colleagues yesterday addressed to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
The letter I signed with my Democratic colleagues was just to urge the Speaker to actually lead, to bring his members back, and to try to have those conversations specifically around the ACA tax credits and extending those.
Moving on to sports, the Illinois soccer team earned a shutout in a Thursday night victory, taking down Rutgers 2-0 at Demersian Park. Racking up 10 saves last night, redshirt junior goalkeeper Izzy Lee continues to prove her worth, posting her 8th clean sheet of the season. Sixth-year midfielder Sydney Stevens opened the scoring in the 39th minute after an assist from senior forward Leah Howard. Just 27 seconds later, senior defender Ellen Persson topped it off by coolly executing a penalty kick. The Illini moved to 11, 2-1 overall, and 4-2-1 in Big Ten play, while the Scarlet Knights fall to 3-5-4-1, 5-1. Illinois will travel to their next matchup against Maryland Thursday at 7 p.m., looking to extend their winning streak. Finally, in city events, something good is cooking in the Champagne Kitchen as chefs from America's Famous MasterChef prepare their dishes for the All-Stars Live Tour Sunday. Our chefs for this hot competition are Season 15 finalists Rachel Sanchez and Julio Figueredo, Season 14 winner Michael Leonard, and Season 9 winner Garen Hurt. Complete with exciting and flavorful action, the MasterChef All-Stars will be held at the Virginia Theater in Champaign at 7 p.m. Order your tickets online at thevirginia.org to experience this once-in-a-lifetime culinary night with your favorite champions. Give it a watch. With some tips and tricks up close, maybe you can cook like a MasterChef. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sophie Van Saggy, Sean Farnsley, Sadie Parkinson, Elliot Casey, and Zhao Lin Liu. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.